A Woman's Purpose, 101, written by Queen Ghidorah, 66. So this is cool because it takes place in an alternate universe. And in this universe, women are separated from men. Well, I guess girls are separated from boys until they reach the age of 18. And then once they reach the age of 18, they learn all about their purpose in life, which is that they are holes meant to be filled with cock. And so at this point in their life, they're introduced to men. And this class teaches them all about it. And then they get a live demonstration where they get to see how their pussies will be filled with cock, which is, again, their whole purpose. And it's fun because I play the teacher. I haven't had my pussy filled in a whole day, and it's just been way too long. It just feels so empty. So then she gets filled by the volunteer, and then he takes his cock out of her, and then she feels very empty again, and then he fills her up like a minute or two later, but she's like, it's been so long. I haven't had a cock in me for so long, and it's been a minute or two. Honestly, I can relate. And you know, it is true. Okay, so this is from a woman's perspective, but the feeling of being filled is very nice, and it's a lot better than not being filled. So I totally get that whole, have you ever had an orgasm, but you still feel unsatisfied? Well, that's because you don't have any cock in you, and then you need cum to feel satisfied too. And I totally agree with all of this. Now, obviously, it's fantasy. I don't agree that my whole entire purpose is to be filled with cock. Just fantasy-wise. So in the bedroom, that would be, fun role play. I like acting like a slut. But obviously, I'm not in real life. The indoctrination or brainwashing in this is great. Because while the teacher's getting filled, she's like crying and she's telling the girls, your pussies have never been filled. You do not have a cock in you right now. I feel so bad for you. How can you live your whole lives without ever experiencing a cock? So something that I wonder is, in this alternate world, I wonder if anybody is bi. If that is the case, if people are gay or bi, obviously that would mean that humans are biologically different as well. And the other thought that I had was, what about people who are trans? So I think this alternate world doesn't have people who are trans. I don't know. That was one issue that I did have with this one, was I was thinking about people who are non-binary and people who have a different sexual orientation. Because obviously there are more than two sexes, and there are definitely more than two genders. So it gave me some stuff to contemplate for sure. And that was the only thing I really had qualms about. But I guess if you take it from like a heteronormative perspective, fantasy perspective, then, and you just, suspend all disbelief, then it's just a fun fantasy. Because, when I'm in, my really sexual, slutty mode, I'm definitely like, yeah, I'm just holes to fill. I got three of them, baby. Which do you want? So the sound effects for this one, I was looking through the script and I was freaking out a little bit because of the reactions from the girls. Now, I'm not totally sure if those reactions were supposed to be in the audio or not. It might have just been telling you, the girls are aroused right now, or the girls are confused. But I used the reactions and I put it in to be more immersive. Now, it might have been put in there just so I would know, what tone of voice to use while responding to them. But I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm putting this in here. How am I going to do it? Luckily, I think I did it okay. It was a little hard because I'm like, they're aroused. I'm like, sighs? I'm trying to think of how to portray that and portray them as confused. I have them just whispering to each other like, huh? So I think that did work out. I was scared at first, but I think I got around that hurdle. And I would say that was the challenge for this one. Each audio has its own challenges. And I would say that was the challenge for this. Also, when she was bent over the desk and he was dicking her. Did you notice I had a sound there? So yeah, I had that sound effect of like the stuff on the desk, like moving around. Yeah. Just wanted to point that out to you guys. I think of these things. Something else that's fun about this one is how she's so formal and then she slips into like slutty, stupid bimbo mode. And it kind of reminds me of From Therapist to Bimbo and the Court Appointed Cock Drainer series, both by Rotten Pines. Because in those, the character does the same thing. She's being formal because of her job. And then, like, once she's presented with cock, she can't help herself. And I love that. Because cock makes you stupid, right? It makes me stupid anyway. You know, come to think of it, I kind of sound stupid right now. I don't have a cock around me though, so I can't really explain it. Maybe I'm just horny. I don't know.